ministry team, and that was a lot of fun. But we are in our second week of our story series, which is really, it's us hearing from you guys what Jesus has been doing in your lives. And so I'm excited to bring up our next guest speaker. So her name is Bella. Everybody give it up for Bella. She's right over here. Come on up. Beautiful. Awesome. Bella, thank you. You can sit in this chair and just face me, and we'll put this table in front of us. If you want, you can like lower your chair too. We could sit all the way down here if you wanted. Is it okay to lower? Are you good?
Can you lower?
How about you lower it? Like this. It's got like a little handle on it. Here, why don't you trade me?
Okay.
I lowered it for you. There we go. See, I don't have a dress on, so I don't have to worry about myself. This doesn't have a handle on it. That's why it won't lower. I'm so sorry, Bella. I tricked you. I'm sorry. What? Yes, everybody, Abby Pritchard. Beautiful. Oh, thank you. Trade me. Yes. Everybody, Abby Pritchard again. Give it up for Abby.
Yeah.
I just felt bad. I felt like I was like so much taller than you, which never happens in my life, actually. So it was a really odd experience. I'm never taller. So Bella.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being willing to share this morning.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this.
I am too.
So me and Bella, we got to meet like 2 weeks ago and just kind of chat through your story and what you feel like Jesus has been teaching you and just kind of the different things that he has been like just kind of pulling you towards or even away from a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited this morning to be able to kind of walk through this with everybody. So for those of you, if you weren't here last week, this is like we just get to see Jesus move and work. Like, Bella, you are, how old are you?
I'm 14.
14. So Bella's 14. There is nothing like she's not like secretly older and has like a lot more experience than you in life. Like Bella is, she's you. She's one of you guys. And where's her small group at? Where's Bella's small group at? Yeah, there we go. You guys, the really cool thing is the eighth grade girls small group. Obviously you guys have been together for like the last 3 years, but I also know that kind of your guys' small group went for a really long time through like Kahil and a bunch of other stuff, and so have been together for a long time. So, do you love your small group?
I do.
Would you tell everybody else to get into a small group?
Guys, get into a small group. It's so awesome.
Yes. Good plug. That was a good plug, Bella. That was great.
Thanks.
So, Bella, would you talk to me just a little bit about kind of like your childhood, growing up?
Yeah.
We'll start at the beginning.
Okay. So, I grew up in a Christian household, and I've gone here my whole life. I knew who God was, but I didn't know what it meant to accept him into my heart and for him to be in my life.
Okay. So, you knew a lot about God.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. That's very fair. I think a lot of us maybe have that experience where if we grow up in church, we like hear all the Bible stories. Here's one thing that you didn't have probably growing up. Whenever I grew up, we had felt boards, and it was like they used to tell Bible stories. I'm telling you guys, this was a whole other time. Jill knows. It was like this big like felt board, and they had like felt backgrounds that they would cut out like oceans and like sky and all this stuff and like weird trees and like little animals. And then like the teacher in the morning would like tell you a Bible story using the felt board. They just use like videos and fancy stuff like that. But felt boards, that was where it was at. It was pretty crazy. So anyways, you grew up knowing a lot about Jesus as like a person or about the Bible. But give me kind of your experience with who you thought that Jesus was growing up even.
I thought he was this magical person who died, rose again. And that's, I kind of knew, like, the miracles he did, but I didn't know really how he worked in our lives. I just kind of knew the stuff he did back then.
Yeah. Like, it felt like it was, like, a long time ago. Like, this doesn't really...
Yeah.
I like how you use the word magic. Like, that was... Because legitimately, if we're not careful, like, Jesus just... He becomes this guy who, like, does magic tricks at parties. Like, he turns water into wine, and he, like, raises dead people back to life. And, like, what a cool magic trick.
Yeah.
But it's not. That's not the case at all. Because I think that Jesus calls us into something that's bigger than that. It's not just, he can't just be a guy that does magic, right? Like, he doesn't just do fun things because of the things that he says, actually. And so, talk to me about then, as you grew up and you started to learn about Jesus, what was kind of like the moment for you that things changed? That it went from, I know about you to, I know you.
I think I'm going to convert into mixed.
Yep, that's totally fine.
So it was my first year of mixed in seventh grade, and I just thought it was going to be another trip that was kind of like, oh, this was cool, go back home, go back to my old ways. But at mixed, I really felt God's presence and God working in me and him calling me to accept him into my heart and for him to be in my life. So that was really cool because I got one-on-one time with God, and I got to see him work in me in different ways.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, man, can we get up for Bella? That's awesome. Like, yay, Bella, and also go Jesus, yeah. All right? Jesus, like, it's funny. So you weren't even looking, really, for, like, you were just going to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy how Jesus just, like, shows up sometimes? Yeah. And he's just like, hey, I'm here. I know Dakota kind of had the same experience at Ruach. We're like, hey, I'm going because, like, my friends are going to be there. But when we spend time and we allow Jesus to work and speak, it's great. Like, he wants to do that in us. And that's just such a cool thing. So you went to Mix. It was awesome. You met Jesus. Like, you were finally like, yes, Jesus, come into my life. Mm-hmm. What then, as you went home, what were some of those things that he began to call you into that were maybe difficult or like, hey, this needs to change, or kind of those things he started to point out in you as you tried to follow him better?
Definitely my friend group and stuff at school and just stuff around me that I put myself in and that weren't good. He called me to separate and to be different and to just kind of shine his light and go and speak to others about him. I think I definitely became more open to sharing my story with people and sharing stuff about God with non-believers.
Yeah.
So that was really, really cool how he changed me in that way.
That's really awesome. And that's really tough, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that as we've talked about that, I don't know if any of you have ever had to do this, but there's sometimes, like, especially in understanding the people that we place closest to us, like our really good, our best friends, like those people have an effect on who we are. And so there are moments sometimes where God maybe say, hey, maybe we need to take a step back from that. Talk to me, like, was that a difficult thing to be obedient to?
Oh, yeah. At times I felt like, should I stick to this path of listening to Jesus? Or should I go with that small group of friends and lose my relationship with God?
Hmm.
So that was really tough.
Yeah. Yeah, that, like, that's super real. And I know that's, like, that's awesome. I just love hearing. That's so encouraging to me to hear you talk about that. Because I know that even whenever I was a student, that's just, like, it feels impossible sometimes. When we have this moment kind of, like, of clarity and understanding, we say, oh, my gosh, like, I need to be following Jesus. And at Mix or at some place like that, that's like, it feels almost like an easy decision where you're just like, yes, like, this is awesome. We're having a great time together. Of course I'm going to follow Jesus. And then when you go home, then things get real and he starts to call you into things that are sometimes a little bit difficult or even away from things that are challenging. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I'm just so encouraged by that. And I think that a lot of us in here have maybe experienced that where we've felt that tug. And we've said, like, man, Jesus, I really want to follow you, but I also, like, want to go and do all this other stuff with my friends. Like, or I still want to do this. And it's like this process of kind of letting go and of trying to just say, you know what, God, I'm just going to be obedient. So that's awesome. I love hearing that. So kind of you went to Mix. You realized kind of the friend group that you were with. That became difficult. How did kind of that friend group differ from, like, your small group? I know that's, like, a new question that I'm tossing out at you, but kind of tell me, what are, like, the differences in those two things?
Just the way that they acted was totally different from, like, any of the girls in my small group. At one time, they did say they were believers, so they went to church, but then when they got home, got to school, they were a totally different person. Did not, like, pursue God in their life. And it just was, like, kind of hard to watch that because when you think your friends are believers and then they act a totally different way and you feel like you're like kind of alone in that friend group. Yeah. But my small group, they've always been there for me. And I could go to them and ask them or say anything and they wouldn't judge me or they would help me. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Small groups, again, you guys, super important. Like, not even just like a small group here, but I would say finding just a group of people who are going to encourage you towards Christ.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's here, whether it's at school, whether it's on your team, like, wherever it is, you guys, like, I can't even stress to you enough the importance of good friends, right? I think that it's easier, too. We have a lot of friends that, like, pull us away from Jesus. And here's the thing. Here's what we're not saying, either. We're not saying ditch all of your non-Christian friends. Like, that's not what we're saying at all. Like, it's not like never talk to them and isolate yourself and only operate in this Christian bubble, because that's not what Jesus calls us to. He calls us to love one another. He calls us to disciple, to make disciples, to take his kingdom, to advance his kingdom. And we're called to be around other people who aren't believers. And we need to show them who Jesus is. That's kind of what we've been called into. So how has that now been different? So, like, you've got a solid group of friends. You know Jesus. You love him. You're following him. How has that changed the way that you approach others around you who may not know who Jesus is?
I think definitely my friend group now has taught me different stuff about God and led me towards Christ. And that helped me kind of go to others and speak what I know about God and who he is to me and what he's done in my life. And then just kind of gave it to them, and yeah.
That's awesome. That's so cool. I love that. I love the way that you said, take what I know about Jesus and then take it to other people. Here's the thing that you guys, I think, is very important. That I think, Belle, you've highlighted really well. Like, you don't need to know more about Jesus before, like, you go tell other people about him. Here's the thing. If you are following him, if the Holy Spirit lives in you, then you have everything that you need to go and tell others about Jesus. Because you've already experienced life change in the same way that Bella has. Like, you've experienced this moment or a series of moments where you're just like, yes, you say yes to Jesus, and you just say, I believe in you, I believe who you say that you are, I believe that you're real, and I believe that you died and rose again for me, all of these things. Like, you know those things. I think that sometimes we buy into this false lie where, like, I need to go to another class, or I need to know more about apologetics, or I need to know more about, like, I need to have all of Genesis memorized, like, which is impossible. Actually, not impossible. Some people do it, and they're crazy, like, smart. It's insane. But we think that we just need to, like, know everything when Jesus, who then lives in us, is saying, like, I got you. Like, I've got this. And, like, whenever you go, have you gone back to, like, that group of friends or even just been, like, around them that you had kind of left before, right? Because they're at your school or...
Yeah.
How has that changed even in the way, like, the dynamic now, because you're like, yes, I know Jesus. Mm-hmm. How do you treat them differently now?
Sometimes I'm not the kindest to them, and then I kind of look at Jesus, and I'm like, okay, like, I need to show God's love to them, and I can teach them more about Jesus and teach them kind of how he's worked in my life. Even though they might not listen, but it's still kind of cool to share what I know to them.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think one thing that we sometimes forget is that, like, once we're saved, like, we forget what we used to be. Mm-hmm. Like, we forget that at one point we just thought Jesus was like a dude who did cool magic tricks. And it's like, why do I need to be obedient, or why do I need to give my life away to him? Like, can I just kind of sit here, like, in the back row, like, on my phone, just, like, chill, like, not pay attention and all that stuff? Like, couldn't I just do that? I just show up for church and, like, be a good person. And it's our job then to, first of all, show grace to those people, because it's like, I used to be there. Like, mm-hmm. I used to think that Jesus just did magic tricks.
Yeah.
And now I know differently. And so it's, how do I have grace for those people, but, like, point them now to this Jesus that is so personal to me? Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a cool opportunity that you have. That's awesome. So, like, what is, what's one reason, like, why should, why would you tell somebody to follow Jesus? Like, why should they, what about Jesus to you that he's changed in you or taught you? Mm-hmm. It's been like, everybody needs to have this.
Overall, just God is so good in so many different ways. I think two of the main things that he's done in my life is just like his grace and his love are both unending for us. And when we feel that we are alone or we're different in the world from other people, we can run to him because we know that he loves us and that he cares for us more than anybody else does.
Yeah. Man, that's awesome. That's awesome. And so anything else, like maybe a couple pieces of scripture or like one Bible verse or anything that maybe like stuck out to you or kind of was like maybe the main thing that you maybe cling to, something, yeah, anything.
I think definitely a verse, Jeremiah 29:11, where it talks about he has a plan for us.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely an important verse that has worked in my life. Just kind of sometimes I think, oh, because this or this has happened, that God is turning away from me and that he doesn't care for me or doesn't love me, but he has a plan for us. Individually, he has this plan to prosper and for us because he loves us. And so I think that's definitely an important thing that has shown in my life.
That's awesome. And sometimes him prospering us even looks different, like, from the way that we want it to.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I find in my life over and over again that Jesus always knows, like, better for me.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird, like, how the God of the universe would know better than I would? Like, I was being sarcastic. Sarcasm. And sometimes I get on like my high horse and I'm like, I know what's best for this moment. I know, God, like, why don't you just let me take control of this? When he's like, hey, like, I've got you. Like, I've totally got you. And so, man, just how cool, Bella, like to hear even the way that God is teaching you and is moving in your life. I think even just kind of big things that we can take away from your story is that sometimes being obedient to Jesus is hard. Sometimes he calls us to do difficult things. Maybe it's take this season and kind of maybe pull back from the people that you hang around so that you can draw closer to him. I think sometimes it's like, hey, you need to give this up or you need to enter into this. And it's not the most easiest thing. It's easy to follow Jesus when everybody else around us says that they follow Jesus. But then as soon as we get into a room where like we're the only ones, I think that's when you see how much you really trust Jesus. And so, yeah. You guys, everybody give it up for Bella this morning. Bella, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You can have a seat. Bella, you're awesome. So that's all that we've got from that this morning. Again, you guys, it's just like this is one of my favorite times of the year. I'm excited. Next week, Paige is sharing. Paige Sitko, she's going to share. And so be back for that next week. I'm telling you guys, like, Jesus is moving, and he wants to work in your life. He wants to teach you. He wants to guide you. Ultimately, he wants your worship. He wants your heart. And here's the thing. Even what Bella talked about, the way that God's grace and his love for us is unending. And because of that, we can have confidence in him. We have confidence in the things that he calls us to, even the difficult things. And so I hope that was encouraging to you guys this morning. Like, again, I think a common theme even through this series with Dakota sharing, with Bella sharing, and then with Paige being able to go next week, is like, don't wait to follow Jesus later. Like, a lot of us, we say, well, I want to kind of do what I want to do right now. Like, because I think that I know better. And again, it's that same mindset that I've had before. It's like, man, Jesus, I know better. Like, but he has a plan for you. He's gonna care for you. And even in the midst of really difficult seasons, like, he walks right alongside you. One cool thing this week that I got to learn and just kind of like re-experience, I was in Colorado Springs, Colorado, Again, I told you guys this already, but I was at that ministry conference with Ryan Shumway, who's our high school director, and then I got to go out with Wendy Nowak and Kaylin Shetler, who are two of our kids ministry directors. And so the four of us got to go, and there was this moment where the main part of the message, we were looking at John chapter 8, and Jesus is teaching the people around him, and he says, "I am the vine, and you are the branches. Remain in me, and I will remain in you." And it's this whole lesson of there's a big word, it's called abide, which means to remain in, or just like to be with. Like, it's huge. This element of, like, Jesus is just like, would you just spend time with me? Would you just be with me? And over the last couple of months, for me at least, like, life, I feel like, has just kind of thrown some curveballs, like, one after another. And it was, like, just this reminder that Jesus is just like, man, if you would just stay with me, like, because I'm right here. I realized, like, through the last even couple of days that I've just had, like, just these fears kind of, like, starting to well up in my own heart that have taken over a little bit. And where I'm just like, I had to admit to God and just to say, God, like, I'm afraid right now. Like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going to happen. And so I had that moment where I just say, God, I'm afraid. And then, like, in an instant, like, not even a couple seconds later, I hear this voice, like, and just from within, the Holy Spirit just reminding me, like, hey, I'm here. Like, I'm with you. And so even that song that we sang, that I'm not alone, I hope that that would be an anthem for you guys. I hope that that would be a reminder for you that he is here. He is close to us, especially in seasons of difficulty and pain and suffering. And we're just like, man, I'm like in middle school. And middle school is hard because it's like everything is changing in middle school. Like your classes, your schools, your friend groups, all these different, like your interests, your likes, your dislikes. And you feel like somebody who was your best friend yesterday is best friends with somebody else, and you're just like, what happened there? And you're growing up, and it can be difficult and scary sometimes. But I'm telling you, if you put your life in with Jesus, if you just say, God, would you fill me? Like, I want to be with you. That grace and that love that Bella talked about, those things, man, I'm telling you, they will fill you up. And we can face any situation, not without, maybe without a little bit of fear, but like we can face any situation because we know that Jesus is with us. And so I hope that that is encouraging to you. I hope that it's a good lesson for you guys this morning. I'm going to invite the band up one more time. I'm going to pray for us. We're going to sing the song again. I love whenever we get to sing a new song in here twice. Just we like honestly, we want to try and teach you guys what it looks like even to worship. And I think it's tough to sing new songs, and so that's why we do it twice in here. Some of you may have asked that before of like, why do we do this song twice? And it's legitimate. Like, we want to teach you the song so that hopefully the second time around, you can just fully engage and really just take time during the song where you're not worried about even like where the song is going or what's next. You at least have a sense for where it's going so that you can just free yourself up to just spend time worshiping the God of the universe. The God who has created you, who knows you, and who loves you. Regardless of where you've been or what you've done, he knows you and he loves you so much. So let me pray for us. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for Bella and her story and just the way that you have rescued her. God, the things that, man, just how cool all the things that she's learning about you. How awesome the way that you teach her, the way that you guide her and lead her. God, thank you that she can be an example, not because of anything that she has done, but because of what you are doing in her. And I pray that you would remind us of that, that it's not by our own strength that we share your gospel or are a light in the darkness, but it's by you in us that we are able to do those things. And so we praise you, and as we worship now, would we do so wholeheartedly? Would we put away distractions, and would we just feel free to just sing out to you? So we love you, and in your name we pray. Amen. You guys go ahead and stand.